Have you understood now why? The rosary is so powerful to transform us and to push away Satan and the evil spirits. Each time you pray a decade and a mystery with your heart, you kind of take in the life of Jesus and Mary. You make a transfusion of their life within you. You have a shot of the life of Jesus within you. And Satan cannot stand the life of Jesus and Mary. He just cannot bear that. So he runs away. And this is why this little tiny object that is a rosary, when you pray that with the heart, you protect yourself against evil and you protect your whole family. Don't tell me that I can't pray the rosary in my family because I'm the only believer. On the contrary, pray in the family. And if you are the only believer in your family, that's enough for Our Lady. She seeks at least one believer in each family, and you are that one. And each time you pray your rosary in the family, even alone, you put the whole family under the mantle of Our Lady. And this is why Our Lady is begging us in Medjugorje, and she repeats that all over again. Pray the rosary in your families, dear children. May the parents pray with the children. May the children pray with the parents. And this way, united in prayer, Satan will not be able to harm you. She says, a rosary alone, one single rosary alone, can work miracles in the world and in your life. Dear brother and sister, let God work miracles in your life. I could tell hundreds of examples of those families that have picked up the rosary and have changed their life. And it's with the children, it's beautiful to pray with the children. Don't expect them to be very, very peaceful and steady. And, you know, they will run, they will speak, they will be sometimes like children are. But you don't remove the meals of your family because they are agitated when they eat. Do you? So why should you say, oh, they are agitated, let's drop the rosary off? No. It has to be part of your life. And the little ones will understand that this is important for Dad, because Dad himself comes to the rosary, then it is an important thing for the life, and it's part of what is necessary for our life. I have a beautiful thing to share with you that Ali said in Medjugorje, because you experience how healing is the prayer of the rosary. When you are tired and sick, dear children, and you do not know the meaning of your life, take the rosary and pray. When you are tired and sick. Another thing, I wish that for you, the rosary become life. Let the faithful meditate each day on the life of Jesus while praying the rosary. Defeat Satan by means of prayer. Satan wants to work even more now that you know he's at work. Dear children, put on the armor for battle and, with the rosary in your hand, defeat him. I urge to ask everyone to pray the rosary. With the rosary, you will overcome all the troubles which Satan is trying to inflict on the Catholic Church. Let all priests pray the rosary. Give time to the rosary. And she exhorted also the priests, the nuns, and the religious brothers to pray the rosary and to teach others to pray. The rosary is especially dear to me, she said. Among all your prayers, I enjoy in a special way your daily rosary, she said. So now, I want to ask you a favor, not for me, for her. Will you make the decision from now on to pray the rosary in your families? Not to miss that opportunity. If you pray the rosary in your families and you just live the messages of Our Lady of Medjugorje, you'll be very happy. And you won't fear the future. You won't fear the secrets. You won't fear anything. You'll be nestled. You'll be hidden under her mantle. And you'll be safe. You'll be protected. You'll be always joyful and peaceful. And you'll know where to go and how to do. This is her promise. So please, listen to that message when she urges the families to pray together with a united heart. God bless you.
Ostani tu.